right, welcome to Inside Slant. I'm Mark Tauscher. My guest today, BJ Raji. Thanks for coming out, BJ.
Thanks. Glad you have me.
A lot of noise this offseason about guys getting their contracts. I know your contract is up. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the pressure of playing with your last year as a, in your contract year. Do you take that as a lot of pressure, or how do you view going into your contract year?
At the end of the day, I'm going to bet on myself, you know, and I believe in my ability, and I believe, you know, I have a lot to bring to this team. But number one goal is to win and win games, and particularly when you're in Green Bay Packers, and you know that. No, you're paid to win championships, and that's what they remember, and that's what they're concerned with. So I believe that if I take care of our end and my end, everything will work itself out.
If you could go back now, you're going to be in your fifth season. Tell us a little bit about the evolution from that rookie to where you are now as a leader on the defensive line.
Right. Well, my rookie year, you know, I was a top 10 pick, a lot of expectations. You know, unfortunately, I had a two-week holdout, which kind of set me back. Particularly when you're trying to learn a new scheme as a 3-4, coming from a 4-3. So that kind of set me back a little bit. And then I get going a little bit, and the fourth preseason game, I'm hurt, you know, and I missed 2 weeks. So pretty much for the next, you know, 8 to 9 weeks, I'm kind of battling through an injury, just playing and trying to tough it out. And at the end of the season where I really get healthy, you know, I'm fortunate enough to kind of get bounced out of the first round early. So my rookie year wasn't really the greatest year, but, you know, I had to fight through some things, and I learned a lot. My second year, you know, I come back on the scene. I'm healthy. You know, I have a really huge year. You know, I have, like, 8.5 sacks, and obviously we're going to win the Super Bowl. My second year, my numbers dwindled down, but I think that my game is really taking a step, and I was elected to the Pro Bowl. And last year, according to, you know, Turgovic, Coach Mike and Coach Turgovic, last year was my best overall season as a D lineman. Now, a lot of times the stats don't really show that, but I feel last year was my best year, and I was trying to build on it.
What has Coach Turkovic brought to – what have you kind of picked up from him to add to your game?
His attention to detail. You know, I think we've been fortunate to get Turgo because, you know, when you were a coordinator in this league for about 8 years, you know, the little nuances of things don't really slip you by because you're conscientious of everything. So he brings that same attitude to the D-line. And a lot of times, you know, he's even, like, telling us, you know, you should do this because the guy outside of you is going to do this, or the guy behind you is going to do this. So he's kind of teaching you the game while he's teaching you your position.
If you were to look around the NFL, is there anybody that maybe played before you that you look to say, this guy really did it the right way? What anybody that you've kind of emulated looking at your career and how you want to bring that into your game?
You know, I've watched the game from a long time, and from everybody from Cortez Kennedy to Sapp, you know, to even now, like somebody of my body type, Will Fork. You know, I'm very conscientious to watch guys that have similar body types because in my eyes, it really does me no good to watch somebody that's 6'4", 285 pounds, you know. So I try to watch guys that are similar to me and just understand maybe their scheme might be a little different. But at the end of the day, football never really changes.
What kind of goals are you setting moving forward? What are you looking, besides the team winning championships, individually, what are you looking forward to improving and doing this season?
Getting back to Hawaii. You know, that was a great experience for me, and I was able to share that. I actually flew the D-line group out with me, you know, to experience that. So, you know, that's a goal of mine, and, you know, I want to be a part of the best defense in the league because at one point we were a top-5 elite defense, and I think we have the capabilities to get back there.
Anything that you've done to kind of step your leadership up as you've gotten older in this defense?
You know, particularly in football, I just believe that the guys that tend to be leaders are the guys that are viewed as people that make plays and are good players. You know, it's kind of hard to lead a football team if you're not really playing or if you're not really having an impact on the game. So that was my number one goal, was to kind of have an impact on the game and to show guys that I'm here for the long haul. I'm here, you know, each and every day, and I think when guys kind of see you doing that on a consistent basis, it's a lot easier for them to follow.